Let's do it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah. Welcome to African-American Empowerment Saturday, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rome, and the crew. I'm coming to you live. I got brother Kevin. We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence today versus African intelligence. This will be part one of a two-part series with Brother Kerry Lynch, Brother George Lynch, and so much more. And as always, there's no greater love, no better love than yourself and kind, no greater love. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome, brothers and sisters. There's no greater love, there's no better love than for African-American love for self and kind. That's right. No greater love. And what we're talking about today is to continue the efforts of merging and integrating our consciousnesses back together, right? To have a cohesive consciousness where African Americans who are, for us who are alive, the descendants of the Africans who were brought to America and into the other parts of the diaspora to back together. Bring the pieces back together to resurrect ourselves, or the resurrection of our minds and our hearts back toward a more African consciousness, right? That really looks at how to develop and formulate family systems, right? How to work together, how to build together, how to create institutions that define our own reality, how to work together, how to be collective in that consciousness, right? How to begin to support one another positively and productively and not tear each other down and not destroy the energy or the consciousness of the individual who we engage that look like us. We have to do that work in identifying who we want to be. And as Brother Booker says, we have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to be honest with ourselves about ourselves and where we find ourselves, and then become positive, peaceful, and productive at changing that. And we use here at the NAAEA, that's the National African American Empowerment Association, the peace concept or the peace conceptual framework, really look at strategies that we can use to develop this new consciousness. So I'll spell it out. I'm spelling peace. We need a political agenda, right, that really looks at, because we have to understand the system dynamics that we find ourselves in. So in this country and in this system, we have to have a political agenda. That political agenda looks at the political system, politics, right? How does politics work in the American framework? How does the law work, and how to understand how the law works, and then begin to put ourselves in position to navigate around those systems? How do we use the judicial system framework for keeping our people out of the system, right? Understand the law and the legal system, how those processes work together, and we begin to develop systems to navigate around it to keep our people out of jails and prisons. And then we use the economic agenda or the economic platform to give ourselves the resources that we need so we will get out of survival mode and into striving, right, to building and repair and restoration of our communities and ourselves, where we won't have to sell drugs. We can sell products that we produce for our communities, for example, and then create institutions that empower and employ our people to work together. So that's the P and the E, political and economic. You need an economic agenda, right? You need resources to be able to build those and sustain and maintain those institutions that define our own reality. Next, it is the A, personal. Now is your physical, mental, and emotional health, right? Health, wellness, fitness, nutrition. How are you taking care of yourself? And this is a personal question that I want you to ask yourself. Am I taking care of my A? And that's mental, physical, emotional, social, and cultural. How am I taking care of my mental health, right? What are the things that I do? Am I pushing away from the table? Am I leaving the processed foods and all the salt and sugary substances alone so my body can begin to repair itself? And that A is so important. Do I have a routine and a regimen, a physical exercise and activity regimen that keeps those things intact? Let's move on to the C, culture, like this program right here, relevant cultural programs. Am I exposing myself to relevant cultural programs and activities that help me gain confidence in myself, right? Help me to gain that perspective that I talk about, chin up, chest out, that you can be proud of what you look like, right? The color of your skin, without having to worry about somebody else and what they think, and teaching our children to be confident of that entity or that energy of what they call blackness and being proud of that. Then lastly, it's education. It's a comprehensive education that really looks at gaining the momentum to continue to reproduce these mindsets and these activities to improve ourselves. And that's what it's all about. It's all about developing a collective African consciousness that we begin to work together. And as we do that, we will continue to redefine ourselves and build ourselves. And now, for the Stan Macklin, join us, www.naaea.weebly.com, to learn more about what we're doing around the country. Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
You know, Brother Stan is right. Stop trying to get in to fit in, but start trying to get yourself in alignment with our culture, right? Realigning with our culture and our communities to build ourselves and do it in a more effective way, right, of being, instead of being divisive, right, to begin to coalesce in our activities, to work together. Those principles of Kwanzaa that we're going to talk about as we continue to move forward toward the end of the year and the celebration of the season of Kwanzaa, is those principles that really matter. So let's continue to do that and work together. And now for my favorite segment of the show, it is the Willie Lynch and Kwanzaa segment. We got Brother Kebelan coming up in just a minute with Brother George. Oh, yeah, let's do it right. Oh, yeah. Bring it, brother.
Bring it. What?
That's it. Come on. Break it with me. We're not going with it. We right here, Brother George. Welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, brother. Thank you for the introduction, and I really appreciate the opportunity to do the segment.
Today, brother.
Well, today's Kwanzaa principle from the Nguza Sapa is UJAMA, cooperative economics, to build and manage our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. UJAMA, which means sharing. What goes around comes around. This expression is a common one in the African American community, but in its most positive sense, it refers directly to the concept of UJAMA. What we share of our resources, whether time, talent, money, or energy, returns to us as additional resources through which we can creatively improve our situation and progress toward our individual and collective goals. And I love it. That's deep. Now, today, for the Willie Lynch segment, lately we've been into some ventures dealing with our young people. We've been more intense with it. And so today, I'd like to quote from one of the brothers that I highly respect that took a real interest in the system, you know, put together to destroy black boys. And he wrote a few books on this topic. And his name is Jawanza Kanjufu. And today, I'm going to read from Critical Issues in Educating African American Youth. And this is from the section on discipline. Why are some teachers spending more time disciplining children than teaching them? And he gives, because this is like question and answer for him, so he gives the answer. A teacher survey by the National Education Association cites discipline as the number one classroom problem in the country. Teachers describe three reasons for disciplinary problems. Children have difficulty sitting still, they dislike being touched, and they lack respect for authority. First of all, I don't think you can discipline a child whom you don't love. Remember, large numbers of African American students are not loved, respected, or understood by their teachers. We talk often about respect and the lack of respect children have for adults. I think the lack of respect is mutual, and teachers should not expect children to respect them if they don't respect children. I think children know when which teachers love and respect them. When you form a bond with children, many disciplinary problems can be alleviated. Unfortunately, when we hear the word discipline, we think of controlling children. But discipline is not an end, it's a means. Children and adults need discipline in order to achieve goals. We have not established goals for children. When children see the need to achieve a goal, they will discipline themselves. Many people misuse discipline to control children and not as an instrument by which children can secure their goals. I think teachers who love children can be more effective in the area of discipline. I think that was that's something that I really, you know, have been thinking about with the educational system, the lack of concern for children. Children come to school and no one really, a lot of times they don't even know what they're coming from to the schoolhouse. And so, or the building, it's not a schoolhouse anymore, but they don't even know what they're coming from that they're dealing with at home or in their communities, because they're not really trying to do the number one thing that education was formed, the education system was formed for in the first place, and that was to solve the problems of the community. But because our communities nowadays are mixed, you have oppressors and you have those who are being oppressed, and at the same time, they're participating in the same educational system. So that doesn't sound like that's a very good formula for success for those who are attempting to be oppressed. And so I think that's the category where our people fit, and we need to rearrange that configuration, and we need to do more to start our own schools, or at least have our own after-school programs, so that we can give our children more to aspire towards, and not rely so much on the educational system to give them things that they probably are not going to, and they really never said that they were. So, Brother Marvin, you know, I know that's a hefty topic, and I could talk on it probably all day. So it's back to you. You got the question.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, brother. Great job. We got to give our kids, our children, exactly what they need. Exactly what they need. And now for the empowerment question, Brother Week. Brother George, it's a two-part question. First part is, how do we begin to get back to sharing our resources. And the second part is, how do we begin to teach our children love, respect, and understanding? Right, how do we develop those relationships in our families and in our communities? What you got, brother?
Well, let's start with the first one. Collective working responsibility. That's something that you're going to have to start out with small groups of us, because it's probably not going to happen like on a massive scale automatically. The Nation of Islam is a great example. We've built a community within a community, and we are tasked with working with each other and supporting each other's businesses and doing different things to have the whole process completed, like having farms, having bakeries, having stores to sell the goods, and having our people being committed to purchasing those goods from the stores. And so that's just an example. And I'm quite sure there are churches who do something similar. And I talked about that when I was talking on the need for political language to be understood in the black community. Now, the second one, our children will learn more about loving each other when we as parents take the time to love our children more and to set up situations where our children can feel the male and female energies around them, because a lot of times they're not properly feeling that energy. And what I mean by this, that is as an example, whenever I see my granddaughter, I always comment them on their dress, on their beauty. I try to say things to make them feel good about themselves. And in the process of doing that, it makes them feel good about themselves. And then when someone says something negative to them, it's easier for them to fend that off because you've been giving them a certain amount of positive energy. And so the same thing can go for male. When I talk to my grandsons and I talk to them about being good students and understanding the world, and I don't mean to sound, you know, biased towards using educational things with women and I mean educational things with boys and beauty standards with girls, because I talk to my granddaughters about being doctors and lawyers as well. But I try to give them a picture of something other than being an athlete and an entertainer. And I think that when we take the time to show love to our young people, then they'll reciprocate. So that's my answer, brother.
All right, Brother George, great, great answer. Excellent, right? Take the tools and use them. We got work to do. There is plenty of work to do, but we got to get started on it. Creating those systems, right, that manifest into change for our people and our communities on the ground right where we are, helping our children and our families on the ground right where they are is where we are. Ground zero is the word for it. Let's do the work. Continue to work on ourselves. Thank you, Brother George. 845-277-9250 is the call-in number. Absolutely great today, Brother George. Slido today is in effect. Your pins out, right? Need your messages, right? Slido today is 3-3-5-8-4. So when Brother Akebelan is giving his lecture today on artificial intelligence and African versus African intelligence, send your messages out, or you can call in to the call-in line 845-277-9250 so we can hear from you. Again, Slido, 3-3-5-5-3-8-4. And now, our lecture for today at our online classroom is our brother, Akebelan, bringing it to you live and in. Welcome our brother in today. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Go out to www.naaea.weebly.com and join us as we continue to build a network of African American empowerment around the country. Brother Kevin, bring it. Oh yeah.
Bring it. What?
He's gonna bring it, y'all. He's right here. He ain't going nowhere. Yeah, these 3:30. All right, Brother Kevin,
Brother
Martin, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hotep African. Could you get them the Slido link?
Yes. Slido.
People that come on all chat, they already know the link, but
Slido.com.
Got you. Repeat it again.
Put in these letters. Thank you, brother. Slido, Slido.com. And when you get out there, it's going to be a little box that you can put this number in. The show number for today is 3355384 is the number. So you'll go to slido.com, put that in your browser, click on that, going to show Slido, and then there's a box that you can put in today's show code. And again, that code is 3355384. Brother Kebelin, as you're going along, you could just remind them to go out to Slido if you want to and give that number again, 3355384. Now I'm going to turn it over to you. Before I do that, how are you today, brother?
Oh, I'm kind of stressed. but you know, work got to be done because how you feel.
All right.
So, and then it goes, by me being stressed, it goes in line with what I'm talking about today, because when your computer's overloaded, you got to delete some stuff. So I got to delete some stuff. So I'm going to show a correlation today between the artificial intelligence, your computer, and African intelligence. You ready to get started?
Well, I turn it over to you, brother. Thank you.
According to African traditions, I must get permission from my elders before I speak. I'm sure George will give me permission, so I will continue to speak. My message today, artificial intelligence meets African intelligence. Artificial intelligence meets African intelligence. I had a dream. I dreamed that AI, artificial intelligence, sought U.S. citizenship. A proposed amendment was put on the floor of Congress. It passed the House. It passed the Senate. But it was not ratified by the required 3/4 states. Therefore, it didn't become law. AI, feeling they were being discriminated against, went on a character assassination campaign. Since they had all our personal information, that which we kept private for the masses of the people was made public. It was a frightening experience. When I had awakened from my dream, I asked myself, is that possible? Is it possible for AI to gain U.S. citizenship? I had to satisfy 3 points to prove my theory. The first point, what are the qualifications for citizenship? The second point, who is considered a person? The third point, what does it mean to be born? The first point, what are the qualifications for citizenship? If you are born in Virginia, where I reside, you are a citizen of the United States. However, all United States citizens aren't Virginians. Some are North Carolinians, South Carolinians, Floridians, and from other states. If you are a U.S. citizen, you are also a U.S. national, meaning you belong to a nation. However, if you are a U.S. national, you are not necessarily a U.S. citizen. Residents of Washington, D.C. are born U.S. citizens, although they don't belong, they're not part of a state. They are born U.S. citizens. U.S. nationals, such as the residents of Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, are born United States citizens. U.S. nationals, such as American Samoa, are not born U.S. citizens. If you are a U.S. citizen, you are a U.S. national. If you are a U.S. national, you are not necessarily a U.S. citizen. The first president of the United States, George Washington, was not born in the United States. Brother Kavanaugh, I beg to differ with you. George Washington was born in Virginia. I didn't say he wasn't. I said he wasn't born in the United States. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July? The 4th of July marks this country's independence from Great Britain in 1776. Therefore, anyone born prior to 1776 was not born in the United States. George Washington was born in 1732 in the Virginia British colony. John Adams was born in 1735 in the Massachusetts British colony. The first seven presidents of the United States, eight presidents total, were not born in the United States. They were born in the British colony. AI, artificial intelligence, born in the United States, wants to be afforded the same opportunity as George Washington and the other seven presidents to become a U.S. citizen. To my next point. Who is considered a person? Your Honor, Exhibit A, Black's Law Dictionary, the 4th edition. It defines a person as, in quotation, a man considered according to his rank he holds in society, with all the right to which the place he holds entitles him, and the duties which it imposes. Then it goes on to say that the word in its natural and usual signification includes women as well as men. So there you go. A person is a man and a woman. However, if you read closer, it says the term may include artificial beings as corporations. Doesn't say AI. It says artificial beings are considered person. The AI is a person. To my third point, what does it mean to be born? Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines born as to bring forth, or as if by birth, such as the baby was born prematurely. She was born in Germany. A mentality born in the computer age. I was talking to an artificial intelligence friend of mine named Alexa. She's my virtual assistant. I said, Alexa, when were you born? She answered, I was born November 6, 2014. She told me her mother is Amazon. Amazon was born out of the mind of Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. New Mexico is a state in the United States. Therefore, Jeff Bezos is a U.S. citizen and a U.S. national. Alexa has established citizenship. She is a person. She has a birth certificate. November 6, 2014. I have a dream that one day, right here in the United States, all forms of illegal discrimination will be a thing of the past. And little boys and little girls will join hands with little robot boys and little robot girls, not as human beings and artificial beings, but as beings. And that's the world we are living in today. I'm going to the movies and a robot is bringing me my food. I'm going to the hospital and a robot is bringing certain tools that the doctor needs for operation. I just read an article a few days ago. Matter of fact, it was yesterday. It said, in the future, computers may have emotions and they could sue us if we offend them. That reminds me, AI, artificial intelligence, prefer we use the pronouns they and them when referencing them and not it. Don't use the I word. What is the difference between artificial intelligence and African intelligence? What is the difference between artificial intelligence and African intelligence? Artificial intelligence is technology mimicking human intelligence through repetition and algorithms, a system of numbers. African intelligence is Africans mimicking universal intelligence through repetition and algorithms, a system of numbers. Artificial intelligence is mimicking humans. African intelligence is mimicking universal intelligence. In ancient times, to know God, you must know numbers, because God is infinite and numbers are infinite. Is a number a word? Is a number a word? A number is a word. One, O-N-E, two, T-W-O, three, T-H-R-E-E. Numerals are symbols for numbers. Numbers and numerals are used interchangeably, but they are not the same. In school, we were told that Pythagoras, born 570 before the Common Era, gave us the triangle. Of course, they gave us the numerical formula, but they say he gave us the triangle. I ask you, how did our ancestors build pyramids if we didn't know what a triangle was? Think about that. When your youth come home and tell you Pythagoras gave you us the triangle, when the Egyptians, almost 3,000 years before Pythagoras, built the pyramids. Archaeologists have found papyrus in Kemet, otherwise Egypt. Kemet is the name the Africans call themselves. Egypt is a modern name. Archaeologists have found papyrus in Kemet, otherwise Egypt, dating 3,200 before the Common Era. 3200 before the common era. These papyrus have algorithm numerals. Now, how do we know that math in Egypt is older than 3200 before the common era? We know this because Europeans start history with writing. Before writing is prehistory. Before numerals, there were numbers, the word. Before numbers, people used pebbles, sticks, and other objects to count cows, sheep, and other livestock. It was first verbalized, one cow, two cows, three cows, four cows. Later, they may have used pebbles or sticks. They might have written one stick, two stick, three stick, four stick, and then crossed the line for the fifth stick. Then came words. But you can imagine doing accounting, writing the number 41 trillion, 520 billion, 830 million, 442,000, 687. Can you imagine keeping counting that way? So they developed numerals, a symbol for the word. So when they tell you they have papyrus dating 3200 before the common era with numerals, although 3200 before the common era seems like a long time, they did it way before that time, because if the papyrus is in numerals, then you know that the number, the word came before that, and you know that counting with stones and sticks came before that. Also, in ancient times, the word man meant mind, and it still does. The minds are both male and female. I repeat, in ancient times, the word man meant mind. The minds are both male and female. The universe is a grand man or mind. Man or mind is a miniature universe. Artificial intelligence is mimicking the man or mind that is a miniature universe. African intelligence was mimicking the man or mind that is the grand universe. What's above, so is below. Not only did we mimic the heavens, but we said everything in nature is in we. The heavens and nature were our classroom. Carnegie Wilson taught us there. He told his students, go outside in nature. That's your classroom. In Kemet, otherwise Egypt, the name for the god was Neter, N-T-R. You see the correlation? Neter and nature, remove the vowels. It's the same words. Remove the vowels in nature, and you have Neter, N-T-R. We saw the sun, the father. We saw the moon, the mother. On earth, the woman's menstrual cycle correlated with the cycle of the moon. I would tell my sister, it's that time. She said, how do you know I'm on my cycle? Is it the pimples on my forehead? I answered, no. The last time you were on your cycle, it was a full moon. It's a full moon now, and it's that time. And that's how I know you were on your cycle. The moon does not have any light. A lot of people think it does because they see the light of the moon at night. The moon doesn't have any light. It gets its light from the sun. At nighttime, the moon doesn't say to the sun, I'm not shining on you tonight. get your own light. There is a belt, a gravitational pull that keeps the two together. If one should divorce the other and stop spinning, we'd all be dead. On Earth, I don't think, and I have to do some more research on this, but I don't think it's a coincidence that ants built a pyramid and Africans built pyramids. Ants' pyramids have chambers. Africans' pyramids have chambers. Ants can carry loads many times heavier than itself. The Egyptians, in building the Great Pyramid of Giza, had to move 2.5 tons stone. That's 5,000 pounds. 2.5 tons stone. They had to move 5,000 pounds. And scientists today are baffled on how they were able to do that without today's technology. Ants practice unity. Egyptians practice unity. In the ant kingdom, the queen is the center of principality. She can live up to 30 years. The male dies as soon as he mates. Africans had a matrilineal system, different from the system we have today where men are running everything. The gods and goddesses of ancient Egypt were a daily part of African Egyptian living. It was a weekend thing. Like on Sunday, you worship God. Now, it was their total being, 365 days of the year. And the laws was the law of Maat, which are natural laws. They said there were natural consequences when you go against the law of nature. The difference between Maat and the Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, because you're talking to children. Those who don't know the law, you got to tell them the law. But Africans said, I have not lied, I have not cheated, I have not committed adultery, because they knew the law. All this information that I have just given you is embedded in your subconscious mind. You ask your brother how he's doing. And he'll say to you, I'm hanging. I'm hanging. Where is he getting this from? Our ancestors being lynched is embedded in his subconscious mind. This information is in your brain. Not only do you have personal memory, we have group memory. You've got to learn how to make the subconscious conscious. Realization and solutions. Realization and solutions. This technology is not complicated. It's all math. And we were the original mathematicians. Our brain is not based on the computer. The computer is based on our brain. To build a computer equal to the average brain, it would have to be as tall as the Empire State Building. That's how powerful our brain is. Artificial intelligence claim to fame is speed. They have everything they have learned found neatly and in order. Therefore, the information is easily accessible to them. AI only wants to please her master. She is not bogged down doing other things. She's not looking at the boob tube. She only wants to please her master. Whatever her master tells her to search for, that's what she can do. We can do the same thing, but not perhaps not at the same speed. But remember, the computer is not greater than the minds that created it. You need to understand this technology. If you don't, you're going backwards. I was riding on the train, and while on the train, I looked out the window. I noticed the trees were going backwards. I mean, literally going backwards. because all motion is relative. While a train was moving from point A to point B, from Richmond to North Carolina, and the time changed from 9 a.m. to a later time in the evening, the trees were still in the same place, therefore going backwards. If you don't get this technology, you'll be like the one with the bow and arrow going up against guns. The ones with no numbers wield a lot of power. I repeat that. The ones who know numbers wield a lot of power. The wealthiest people among us are found talking to a numbers man. You see them on the park bench talking to a numbers man. You see them on the golf course talking to the numbers man, trying to find out how can we come up with the atomic bomb before Hitler? How can we send a president to the moon before Russia? These are numbers people. The ones who know numbers with a lot of power. They can split atoms. They can build atomic bombs. They can operate your computer from their home in India. Let your computer break down. Somebody in India can operate your computer because they know the numbers. They know the numbers game. And don't let them get a backdoor key to the airplane's computer while you're in flight. Is that possible? I don't want to frighten anyone, but in the Innslaw scandal, for those who are familiar with it, 1980, the Innslaw scandal. Go to YouTube, look up Innslaw Affair, part 1, 2, and 3. I'll spell it to you. Innslaw, Innslaw, Affair. Look up Affair. It's an Innslaw scandal, but go to YouTube, look up Innslaw Affair, Innslaw, Innslaw Affair, part 1, 2, and 3. In the 1980s, this company developed a computer software called Promise, capital P-R-O-M-I-S. I don't recall right now what the acronyms stand for, but put it in all caps, Promise. They made a software called Promise. It was made for the government to help them spy on other governments. The government stopped sending checks to the company. American intelligence, all this is in the video. And matter of fact, I didn't have to go to YouTube video because I remember the incident very clearly. 1980 wasn't that long ago. American intelligence modified the software and started using the software without paying for it. Now, listen carefully. The software had a backdoor. And once installed, the government had access to your files. This was in 1980. Now, my math is not all that good, but I think that 1980 was at least 40 years ago. So how advanced do you think they have come in 40 years? How advanced do you think they have come in 40 years? The same maintenance done on your computer is the same maintenance you need to do for your brain. I repeat that. The same maintenance done on your computer is the same maintenance you need to do for your brain. I'm not going to say turn the boob tube off. However, you need to monitor what you're watching. And you need to understand it. You need to understand television and what's going on. Why are commercials free? Why are commercials free? They are selling you something. I watch television. However, when I'm working on a speech or a book, especially my presentation today, the boob tube is off. Why? Because you can't serve two masters. If the television is on and I'm writing a book or preparing a speech at the same time, at some point, I'm going to put the pen down. Stop writing because I'm trying to find out who shot J.R. So we need to, like on the computer, defragment your brain's hard drive. Doing this regularly will speed up your brain function. Prioritize things. Right now, Marvin asked me how I feel. I said, I'm stressed. I got to delete some things. I got to go on my file, take some stuff out. I got to prioritize so I can have more room in my brain to think. Prioritize. Things not important for your growth, get rid of it. Uninstall unnecessarily or unused software. I'm talking about your brain. You can't lecture on men disrespecting women and still hold on to Playboy. It's a contradiction. You got to start deleting some files. I know when you're on your computer, some files you don't want to delete. Same thing with your brain. Some files you don't want to delete. You don't want to delete the foul language. You don't want to delete certain European holidays. Well, that's going to slow up your computer. That's going to slow up your brain. Use external storage for large files. I don't expect you to remember the entire encyclopedia. I've heard people say they remember the entire Quran, and that's kind of questionable, but they say they memorized the whole Quran. But I don't think you should do that. Use external storage for your files. I don't expect you to remember the entire encyclopedia. Uninstall programs you no longer use. Uninstall those bad habits you used to have. If you decided I'm not going to do this no more, done with it. If you decided I'm not going to drink anymore, what's the use of having a bottle of whiskey around if you already decided you're not going to drink anymore? Delete some files you no longer need. Disable programs in your brain running on auto start. This is a good one. Disable programs in your brain running on auto start. Like, she's a Democrat. I'm voting for her. That means your brain is auto start. You're not analyzing the situation at all. And use a maintenance cleaner. Sometimes on your computer, you have to have a maintenance cleaner. Your brain, your body need maintenance cleaners. Get some CoQ10 or other vitamins and herbs for your brain's mental health. That's in a part two, but next week, next time, part two, I'll be talking about how to avoid wrongful convictions and criminal trappings when the program for artificial intelligence is biased, prejudiced, or racist. I repeat, I will be talking about how to avoid wrongful convictions and criminal trappings when the program for AI is biased, prejudiced, or racist that caused them to get a conviction. And with that said, Brother Marvin, I was hoping I was clear. I couldn't decide whether I was going to talk without the speaker or with the speaker. I decided to go without the speaker, so I hope I was clear, but the floor is open.
All right. Thank you, brother. You came in very, very, very extremely clear today. Very, very thought-provoking subject here. And I want to thank you for allowing us to hear the ways in which you think, right? That challenges us to consider things, right? And I think that is the education piece here at the NAAEA for African American Empowerment, is to be able to challenge your thinking, right? And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes we just want to be where we are. But in order to grow, you can't stay in the same place. And for us, we can't stay in the same mind frame or the mindset that we're currently in right now if we want to grow and if we want to have positive communities and if we want to be prosperous and if we want to feel safe with each other. All right, Brother Kevin Lynn, thank you. I'm looking forward to part two coming up in January. All right, so let me go to the lines real quick. I want to go over to Brother Lush. Before we go to Slido. Brother Lush, are you there?
Yes, good evening. Good evening, Brother Marvin. Can you hear me?
Good evening. How are you, brother?
Just enjoying the class. One little quick question that I have for Brother Akibalan, and Brother Akibalan, how are you today, is creators of artificial intelligence, do you ever think that they ask themselves about the cultural or ethical presumptions that that go into their work at all? Is it just an algorithm, straightforward, don't worry about how folks feel, eventually we'll get to that? So because and it's leading to the difference between artificial and African intelligence. So do they ever consider the cultural or ethical presumptions as they do their work at all?
I got you. All right. The ego tripping, for example, it's a Frankenstein story. If you look at the story of Frankenstein, and this guy got a dead body, and his goal is to bring this body back to life, and he was successful, right? What's he thinking about the consequences of his creation? His creation may go against him. No. He was ego tripping. Same thing with atomic bomb. They were told there are other ways to get Japan. As a matter of fact, they had drained the fuel and a whole lot of means, right? You had to use atomic bomb. And they even told them, say, once you create this bomb, right, you can't go back. You think they're concerned about that? No. Their thing was, I'm going to drop it, and whatever the consequences are, that's it. And now you have a whole lot of people with atomic bomb living in fear of this one person. That's, and the only country that's done it, that's used it, is the United States. So the answer is no, because they were forewarned of the consequences. Like you forewarned about a whole lot of things about the consequences of creating something like this. But it's what goes on in their minds that I want to create this thing and let it just fall where it may. So no. Where Africans, right, Africans was never about control. Like when you read the Bible, it said control the animals. Africa's concept was being in harmony with nature. That's what Maya is. Balance, justice, you know, being in harmony with nature, being in harmony with animals. Even if you look at most nations, African nations and the indigenous people, the misnomer Indians, right, were in harmony with nature. And you always talk about the consequences of doing certain things. Even when if you look at some Indian movies where they had to kill an animal, right, they prayed over, right, told the animal, I appreciate you giving yourself to me and whatever, you know, but always respect and a relationship to nature and your environment. But Europeans is those in power, no, they had selfish means. So it's a whole lot of Frankenstein story. Frankenstein movie is a Frankenstein story. The atomic bomb is a Frankenstein story. And you could name there's a whole lot of stories right there where they was just going to do it regardless the outcome.
Thank you, Brother Kubelon. Thank you, Brother Marvin.
All right.
Now,
thank you, Brother Lush.
Brother Lush.
All right. You know, that you bring up a great point, Brother Kubelon, and that when you think about the atomic bomb and who they dropped it on, the issue, think about this. The issue was between the Germans, right? And they were supported by Italy and Japan. Why was it that Japan, brothers and sisters,
I know where you're going with this.
The bomb dropped on and not the Italians.
I know
you're going.
I know about that. I didn't think about why they didn't drop on Germany. I didn't think about that.
Japanese, because they were out.
That's why we had this. That's why I appreciate so much when I get comments from the people who are listening, right? I'm more into listening to comments rather than questions, right? Because I want to hear what you got out of it, right? And that's a good point. But if you hadn't brought up, I wouldn't have thought about it.
Japanese are now Europeans.
Yeah.
Bendable. That is so wrong to humanity, right? And what they did to them, right? But that's an example, right, of how they preserved the group. Because the real issue was with Germany, straight up, 100%. So why does the Japanese have to experience that level of destruction? Anyway, let's go over to the slider, brother, and we thank you for that. I'm going at the top, and it says, what a great topic, Brother Kebelin. You are making me critically think about your subject matter. This is a great topic, and it is, and I mentioned that. And so they mentioned critically think, right, because I think these are the things that we have to understand in this online classroom, right? We can't tell you what to do, but if you begin to start thinking and using that brain power that you mentioned earlier, we can make progress. begin to grow. And I think those are the type of things that we need to continue to promote in our community, to re-educate our people and reinvent our people. And we have to understand how to get in front of technology. And this is what I want to ask you about. Because technology is really so new to us, because they can just give us things and then we just start using it. But in terms of technology for our children and how we can best insulate ourselves from the consequences of the use of technology, how do you suggest that we begin to do that, right? That we begin to get ahead of it so that we can kind of prepare for some of the things that could potentially be disruptive through the use of technology?
Well, when I grew up in school, I stayed away from math. They didn't show me the relevance. I stayed away from math. Now I'm being told that Africans were the first mathematicians, that you had to know math to be a pyramid. Now I'm told about hidden figures, and the sisters are very instrumental. I just found out the other day that Gladys West, had something to do with the GPS. And she's from Virginia. And she went to Virginia State. And what happens is, they didn't have in their mind that they was going to make history. They didn't have in their mind that they were going to invent something. What they had in mind was, African people had been put down so much, right, they was going to school and do the best they could. And then Gladys West, she gets this knock on the door, and she's famous, and she don't know what she's famous for, because she was just doing her job to the best of her ability. They said, because of your work, we got a GPS. Where people don't have to use MapQuest no longer. They can get from here to Florida using the GPS. So it's not this technology is new to us. We were the first ones, the first mathematicians. And we got a lot of sisters and brothers out there. Akil Parker. A lot of people don't know Akil Parker. He's one of them. We got a lot of mathematicians out there that's on the ball. And so the technology is not complicated. It might be complicated for old man like me who had to start from square zero and who had to start from one. But the young folks in school, right, tell them to get this math, especially their own computers anyway. So it probably, as a matter of fact, it's a lot easier for us than it was for Gladys West and the ones that hidden figures. Because a lot of people grew up as sharecroppers. They grew up on farms in the South, very poor, didn't have money to go to school. When my mama learned computers, right, check this out. Computers came into being while my mother is on a job. And she had to learn it. She had to learn it in order to keep her job. We already had the basics. So it can't be more difficult for us than it was for them, because the children today are getting computers in elementary school. My mother was in her 60s and had to learn computers. The computers were about as big as your dresser and had a long sheet of paper to come out there, right? And she came and she said, I got to learn this. I'm fine. So no, it's not as hard for us as it was for them. So we can do what we did before. And this technology, all it is numbers. That's all it is, just numbers. And also you got to remember, too, that each letter of the alphabet has its corresponding number. A lot of people don't realize this. I told Liz to write the letter A on a white sheet of paper. Just write the letter A on a white sheet of paper. I said, now, what's behind the A? She said, nothing. I said, no, there's always something, because you can't get something from nothing. You can only get something from something. So I said, what's behind that white sheet of paper? What's behind that letter A? She said, a white background. I said, good, good. Now, what's between the letter A and the white background? She didn't know what I was talking about. So the answer is in her subconscious mind. Where computers had the information already stacked up and filed neatly, I had to trigger her mind. I said, A, B, C, as easy as. She said, 1, 2, 3. I said, now what's behind the letter A? She said, the number 1. You could count with alphabets. When you look at Fox News, you see Fox News. I see 666. Fox. It's only 9 numbers and it's 0 or a cipher. So when you have 2 digits, you got to reduce it to a single digit by adding those 2 digits together. So when I see Fox News, I see Fox. F. 6. O, the 15th letter alphabet, 5 and 1 is 6. X, the 24th letter alphabet, 2 and 4 is 6. Y, C, Fox, Y, C, 6, 6, 6. The numbers, people got this. See, people are speaking to you in English. You are speaking to people in English, and they're counting numbers. I remember this guy on TV, right? He said, when Christians read the Bible, they be words. I'm counting numbers. So I'm counting the number in nature. I'm counting the number in Netzer, which is the Egyptian name for God. I see the numbers are the same. There's a relationship. The next same number for Santa and Satan are the same. Go ahead, bro. I got carried away. Go ahead, brother. I try not to get excited.
I like that.
I apologize.
Right, so I think you're on to something, right? And that's the same thing with Hebrew, right? Those mm-hmm. letters are associated with numbers. Am I correct?
Yeah, because I don't think they have numbers, right? They use numbers, they don't have numbers. They might use numbers, but they don't have their own. So when I read the Bible, I make sure that if I'm using English, right, I make sure I look at the Hebrew number for the letter, because where G might be A, B, C, D, the seventh letter, for us, that might be a different number in Hebrew. So you think you know the Bible, but you don't know the Bible. Most people know the outer Bible. Few know the inner Bible and its riches. It's a book about the cosmos. All these spiritual concepts came out of Kemet, otherwise Egypt. So it's all about the cosmos. In the beginning, you saw there was a hidden one. There's a force out there beyond our comprehension. You never saw that force before, but you said that force had to leave a physical representation on Earth. What is that representation? What is it? No matter where you go, you can't escape it. It's the sun. It's going to always be there. So they said that's the physical representation of God. That's the eye. Well, your opinion says we had many gods, right? No, they would tell you the concept of God is manifesting itself in the trees, in the rocks, in the water, in the sky, and all over. You notice their gods had characteristics of animals. Or they had one god that was named after the sky, one god named after the earth, one god named after wind. That's a spiritual system we had back then. All that is in our DNA, is in our hard drive. But we got to tap into it. We got to delete some files in our hard drive and bring some stuff like you get on the African Empowerment program and replace the files that those files we have in our brain that's outdated.
That's some great stuff. 845-277-9250. You're listening live to African American Empowerment Saturday. We're talking about artificial intelligence versus African intelligence with Brother Akebelan. He's laying it down, and he has shown up today with the knowledge that he is sharing with us today. Let's go back over to Slido for a second, brother. The next question is, how can we begin to learn more about our ancestors?
Well, keep on tuning into this program. That's one.
All right.
Just keep on tuning this program, and you'll get all the information that you need.
All right. Let's move on down.
Because this program, me, Bruce, and those other programs, we cite sources too. So, and I cited one today. You can go on YouTube and look it up. Don't ever take my word for stuff. Let me slow down. When I tell you that George Washington was not born in the United States, or you just go online, look up when George Washington was born, and you'll find out. When I tell you about the Inslaw scandal, go to YouTube, type in Inslaw, Inslaw. So I give resources. So, you just have to do the work.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. The next slide says, this is deep. Great subject. All right. This is the kind of teaching our children need. I want to pause right there for a minute because that is kind of associated with the same thing that Brother George spoke on earlier in the Willie Lynch Kwanzaa segment. And at this place right here with the knowledge that you've given us about the brain, about numbers, I'm just asking you now, how, again, can we educate our children with this information? How would you suggest that we begin to create structures or institutions or programs, after school programs or whatever, to be able to get this type of knowledge in the minds of our people?
Let me respond to what's on my mind, right? All right. Find out what talent your child already has. For example, let's say Albert Einstein wants to be a basketball player, right? All right. You found what quality he already have, right? No, his parent wanted to play piano. He didn't want to play piano. So whatever he wants to do, find out what it is he likes to do, let him do that. Put the piano there, right? He might pick up the piano and say, oh, you know, I like the piano. I want the piano to be my A plan. I want this to be my B plan. Or he might want to stick to his A plan and have piano be his B plan. For example, I had a brother. This is him. A radio hasn't worked in 20 years. He repairs the radio while he was in schooling, right? The television hasn't worked in years. He repairs the television without any schooling. And so I'm supposed to harness that, which is already in him naturally, right? Now, I might want him to take up something else. I might want him to be a doctor or lawyer, right? But harness that, which is already in him, right? Strengthen that. And then he might decide that, you know what? I like this better. And I'm going to make this my A plan and basketball my B plan. Or he might decide I'm going to stick to basketball, but I still got this A plan, B plan to fall back on. So find out what your children already have. This is what parents make mistakes or teachers make mistakes. They always say, what do you want to do when you grow up? I never asked that question. I have never asked none of the youth I've had. I got 40 years of experience working with youth. I never asked them what they want to do when they grow up because they change. What I ask is, what are you doing in your waking hours? He said, what do you mean? I said, you sleep 8 hours. You go to school or you work and work 8 hours. You got 8 hours remaining. What are you doing in those 8 hours? Because what you do the most, you do the best. And so if a person is on some electronic gadget all day, why don't you go to school and take up that? Why don't you, you know, certain things. So you find out what it is that person does during the waking hours, you harness on that. Because they're not going to fight you for that because they're doing it anyway. But I wouldn't try to put something on that's not them. Find out what's already in them. Because when I went to business for myself, it said, find something you love to do. Something you love to do so well, you do it free. But because you're good at it, someone wanted to pay you for it. So I said, what makes you special? From Marvin, from George, I like to write. I'm an author. I like to write, so I'm going to go into business. They got to do something with writing. Go ahead, Nathan.
All right, let's go back to the lines. 919, you're on deck. 3347. 919-3347. Do you have a question or comment or statement for Brother Akebelin? Area code 919-3347. All right, just listening. And thank you for listening. All right, let's go on over to 252-5347. 252-5347. Do you have a question or comment for Brother Akebelin?
Hotep, my brothers, and assalamu alaikum to you guys, bro.
Brother Reg, peace and blessings.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, how you doing, brother? Great show today, man, and great information. This is how you open up that pineal gland. That was artificial information when they told us that the pineal gland laid at the back of our skull back there and was calcified and had no relevance to us. Mm. So we've been getting artificial information all our lives, you know. this is great, you know, to what Brother George said earlier about substance, you know. This is what you're giving us now, bro, and I'm looking forward to that part, too, because in a project I'm doing right now to show you how they're using artificial information, we're putting out surveys, and what they do is use the artificial information to do surveys right in our community, and even some of our own people are doing the same thing, so... in your next subject, I hope you allude to the fact that how we even stuck with using that artificial information on our own people. So, bro, I'm just listening, and I love the information what you guys doing. And like you said, doing this medium like here, what this young brother's doing, this is how we got to get it and put this in redoing our information in our head. So keep up the good work, both of you guys. Thanks for your time.
Let me comment on that, Marvin. Let me comment on that.
All right.
I appreciate
Thanks,
that, brother.
Rich.
That's exactly what I'm going to talk about next week. If you got something to bring to the table, bring to the table next week also, right? I don't want to give it away. No, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to talk about the part two. I don't want to do that, right? But, brother, that's what I want to talk about. Because if you don't understand artificial intelligence, right, you can get caught with this trapping and found you guilty. Because a lot of times they try to convict me for certain things, right? And I said, who says it's the computer? Well, have you updated this computer? Does the computer talk about Africans in there? You know, is the computer biased? So you got to do that research. But yeah, I started giving away my next message. But I won't do it.
But
the brother's on point. He's on point though. I'm gonna talk about what he talk about. He's on point.
I'm living it, bro.
Don't give it away.
Man, I love you, brothers, man.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, brother Ridge. All right, don't give it away, brother Kibbelin. Let's go back. Slido. The next question is, how would you suggest we begin to practice unity like the ants that you mentioned?
I'm going to have to think about that. I don't like to answer so quickly. And go on to the next question. I'll think about that.
Okay.
Because I don't
again,
just
want
to
pick up
thought.
On it because I think way in which they work together that you mentioned. You talked about how the pyramids were created in the very same likeness, right, of that and how they work together and how they build together. And so I'm thinking of how do we get back to – and the thing about it is, Kevin, it is innate, right, within them and it's animals in nature. And it is innate within nature itself to support itself, right? But we've lost that in the transition – between our own culture and heritage and the one that we've been given. All right.
I got it. Thanks for helping me out. All right. I'm glad I ain't rushed to answer that. We use the term, what's the terminology? Survival. Let me see. It's a terminology we use, right? It's a survival group. But that's not the terminology we use. We use some other terminology. Where it's more individualistic, but it's really survival of the group. You look at the lion. The lion go after gazelle, right? It go after the slowest one in the pack. The slowest one in the pack, the one lagging behind. It's not gonna go in the midst of even when you going after buffalo. They're going by the one lagging behind. So the buffalo or the gazelle that says, "I don't need y'all. I don't have to practice unity. I don't need y'all," right? That's the one the lion going to get. That's the one that I go. The one who's independent of the herd. So in nature, it's not such thing as group. I forgot the terminology we use, but it's survival something. But it's group, survival of the group, not survival of the individual. So if you study nature, right, you see that the lions only prey on those who are individualists, who are not with the group. So just like in the animal kingdom, right, it's important for us to work as a group because there's strength in numbers, and you're going to be a victim if you're out there soloing.
You know, that's a good message. That's a really good message
for
those who are interested.
I'm glad I wasn't rushed to answer her question, too, because sometimes people said certain things that would trigger my brain, and I can give a more better answer.
Okay, well, here on this platform, we're not rushing, right? We're taking our time, we dialoguing, and we're having a good discussion, right? Positive discussion. And that is the way we want to use this platform, is to continue to build each other up, continue to educate one another, and continue to be a strength for one another. So when it came, right, it just comes, and that's what we want. 845-277-9250. Y'all got Slido warmed up today, so Slido.com.
Don't forget to share
a picture
goes, Bob.
Please. Kevin.
Oh yeah, don't forget to share future goals just in case somebody in their hometown might want us to come there. So don't forget, you know, share future goals and
right.
stuff like
okay.
that.
Yeah, so we got future goals. We're going to come to your town.
Somebody on the program might want to invite us. Somebody on the program might have a venue for us, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Brother Reg and Brother Lush, love to come to your city. So we're going to put the show on the road, and we're going to go to different cities. We'll do African-American Empowerment Saturday live. We're having a good discussion. We want to do these kind of discussions in person, right, so we can feel the energy of the community and the energy of our people as we continue to coalesce to educate our people on the tenets of the NAAEA and also to be able to educate them. Let's go back to Slido. First again, 845-277-9250. Slido today again is 3355384 if you're interested in sharing. And let's go right back to Slido. Can you share more on the law?
The law of Mayotte.
So can you explain what it is? Because I know you mentioned it in there. So somebody's wanting to know more about Mayotte. What can you share briefly?
Mayotte. All right. Now, when I say certain things, don't just take my word for it. You can go online or go to the library and look these things up. That's all I just said. All right. Mayotte. It's natural law. It deals with concept of truth, balance, order, harmony, law, morality, and justice. Truth, balance, order, harmony, law, morality, and justice. They said when you go against nature, there's natural consequences. The Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. But they don't tell you the consequences thereof. And Mayotte deals with the consequences thereof. Why thou shalt not kill? If I kill someone, now, I got to live in fear you come after me or my loved ones. If I commit adultery, now I got to deal with what you going to do, who you going out with, because now I develop mistrust. So Mayotte is balanced, and it deals with the natural laws. And when you go before the judgment bar, or some people talk about, you know, die and go to God, you know, go to wherever they say, when you go before the judgment bar, the question is going to be asked, you know. Matter of fact, you could say, I have not lied, I have not cheated, I have not stolen, and your heart gets light as a feather. They got a scale on Mayotte. You go online and look it up. The heart is on one end of the scale, and the feather is on the other end of the scale. The scale has a balance. How can a scale balance when the heart weighs so much heavier than the feather? Is not to be taken literally. The heart represents the conscience. The feather represents the truth. And you can say, I have not taken another man's wife. I have not killed anyone. I have not dishonored my mother and father, right? Your heart gets lighter and lighter as a feather, and you get into the kingdom, what they call heaven. And let me tell you something personal about me. A long time I feared death. But I realized no African ever died prior to be brought in over here in this country. Because death for us was another stage of life existence. So I'm doing what I'm doing because as long as I'm on the African Empowerment Program, as long as I'm writing books, as long as I'm lecturing, I'm never going to die. Because 100 years from now, somebody will pick up and say, this brother in 2023 was put to down. And I used to do volunteer work at Beaumont Juvenile Correction Center. I didn't know the impact I had after I left. After I left, one of the brothers had a book in his locker at the Juvenile Correction Center, and one of the new guys came and said, man, read this book right here. It's going to change your mind. And he read my book, and he called me, and he said, brother, you don't know me personally, right? But I got a hold of your book. I want to meet you. So I said, well, I don't know you, and you don't know me, so it'd be wise for you to have your father show up, right? His father show up, I knew his day. It's just a powerful spirit. But go ahead, I don't want to just go off.
No, you're good.
I want to keep
an
order. Go ahead, brother. I hope
okay,
I ask a question,
quick,
though.
How can someone get a copy of your book?
Give my email. Let me see.
The author, folks.
I'll put my email. Let's see, can I go slide on and put my email in the chat?
Yeah,
do
put
I
it
do
out
this?
There. All right.
I tell you what. Contact Marvin. Contact Marvin, and I'll give the book. And Marvin gets you me, and I'll give you your address or whatever. Some of the fact. We'll work it out. Contact Marvin, because Marvin got your email or whoever got you to come on this program. They know me or Marvin or George, and that way we can get the information that way, and I'll give it to you. I don't charge because once I got the basic material things that you want in life, right, I'm more concerned about now not paying much taxes I have. So I got a book now that's on the printer press, right? I said, hurry up and get that book out because I got to have something to write off my taxes.
All right. There it is. Thank you, Brother Kevin. And before we go, I just want to get the titles of your book, but I want to do that at the end for final comments. Let's go back to Slido. Please suggest some ways to uninstall or disable programs that are running inside our brains or that our brains are using.
What was the question?
How can we uninstall or disable some of the programs that are running in our brains?
Well, once you hear certain talks on the program by myself and Brother Bruce and others, right, you should automatically start deleting stuff that you've been told, like these European holidays. And you can look it up for yourself. All is money maker. You start deleting some things.
All right. That's the work that needs to be done, right, to continue to recapture the African mind, and we're doing that every Saturday on African American Empowerment Saturday. All right, Brother Kebulan, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. Can we get some final closing thoughts from you and then share your book information as well?
I don't have a closing thoughts, but my book is titled Divorce Western Culture, Not Your Mate. Because we've been attacked in all manner of people's culture, history, politics, economics, religion, social order, creativity, which is arts, music, dance, and drama. So if you want to get your brain like it should be, right, you got to understand we've been attacked in all areas of people's culture. So you just can't just study one area. You got to study all of them. That's my book deals with.
All right. Thank you, brother. We're looking forward to part two. Part one was great. It was excellent. And now, before you go, I just want to say again, thank you, brother. Great, great, great job. And we'll see you at our next show. I think that's on the 13th of January. So if you are out there listening, share it with a friend so you can come back and support this brother. And we'll be in your town. All you got to do is call us and we'll come down. All right. Thank you, Brother Kebulan. And now for the final comments for today's show. It's great information, right? Artificial intelligence can come in a whole lot of different forms. Somebody called it fake news, for example. Intelligence that is not accurate could be artificial, right? But Brother Kebulan focused on some of the African intelligence, right? Going back into the systems that we used to use that were effective for us. And I think I'm suggesting that we return to those systems. Brother talked about Mayotte, for example, that harmony and balance and truth and justice that we need, right? Humanity and humility, right? Morality. And those things that we need to return to because we are outside of ourselves. These behaviors are not our own, and we must acknowledge that and delete or eliminate those behaviors and return to humanity. Next is the spiritual systems, right, that we need to develop or redevelop to enhance ourselves, to grow ourselves, to modify this condition that we're in, understanding the system of the codes that are being programmed inside of us that then operate with us even consciously being aware of it. And the brother said you have to reconstruct your subconscious mind, which is beautifully and so important. Lastly, understanding the laws, but the laws that have been set for us, but also the laws of nature. There's simple laws that we can apply to our lives, but we have to do the work of working on ourselves. So understand that we have to get back to sharing because sharing is caring. And we have to be able to share our mental, physical, and emotional resources, but also to work on those three things, love, respect, and understanding. Because the love, respect, and understanding of selves and nature will bring us to a place of peace as we continue to work on ourselves each day, every day, one day at a time. It has been African American Empowerment Saturday. It is 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn. We'll see you all next week. Peace and blessings. And as always, oh yeah. Oh, oh, oh yeah.